just tam or mamitzinu. It's more or less like a drush in the pasuk itself. It says Elohim lo yistakala, a double lashon, a lashon rabin, means to include both Hashem and Adayin. Both are included in this azorim. So kitsa, that's how we know aviv from this extra word, either Elohim or, according to this, according to the word nasi should be extra. Because the extra word nasi, we know a father also.
Right.
Now the Mishnah says, Habo al Nara Amarosa. We had in the Mishnah before also a Chayiv Skila. If somebody lives on a Nara, who soon says she's 12 years old to 12 and a half, and she's a Marosa, she only had Kedushin, she did not have Nisuyin yet, and somebody lives with her, another man lives with her, so she's Chayiv, they're both Chayiv Skila. Habo al Nara Amarosa. So the Mishnah says, Ein Chayiv Achite Nara, she has to be exactly a Nara, 12 years old, Pesula, that she did not live with a man yet, she still has a psulim, and murasa, she has to have erisin now, and not nesuyin. And also, v'hi b'vei saviya, she has to still be in her father's house. That's called the complete arusa. But let's say her father sent her off with a shliach already, to send her to her husband's house, she is not called b'vei saviya, there will not be a chiyav skila. Bo'alei ashnayim, let's say two men live with this nara murasa, and they live with her shaloi kadarko, that she's still called really a psula. Still, the halacha is, our mission holds, her rishon v'skila, the first man that lives with her, he's chayiv skila, v'yasheni b'chenik. But the second man, even though really she's still a psula, because the first one lived with her, shloi kadarko, but that's the chiddush, that since he lived with her, she has a shem abul already, she's not called a psula anymore. The Rashi says, v'yasheni b'chenik, d'buli, she's already considered a bula. For Yehoshua Rebbe, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Yomah, the Rebbe holds, Shaloi Kadaka Nafkalai Michlal Besula. That if a man lives with a lady, even Shaloi Kadaka, he does not break her Besulin, still she is not considered a Besula anymore. Therefore, with this special Chiv of a Nara Amarosa, there would not be the Chiv Skila, but the regular Chiv of Chenek living with a Mar Eshesish. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, learn like this. Nara the Pasuk says, V'loi bageris. And not if she's a bageris. Rashi says, I call going on the pasuk that says, Kisiya Nara Besula Murosa. Oksila Ksiv, it says over there, Skila also. Nara, Suidashin means, Mishetova Ishtei Saris, when she comes 12 years old, and she has two hairs there. Ad Shayir Beshokal Alov, until the hair, black hair grows a lot. V'yein Benarath Labagos Elavod Chadoshim Uvad. That's always the cloud that once she becomes a Nara, which means once she's 12 and she has two Cyrus, for the next 6 months, she's called a Nara. After that, she's called a Bageris. So the special chi of skila is only if you live on a girl that's exactly 12, or she can be more than 12, but she's not a Bageris yet. Besula widashin also of Laibula. Not if she had to be, and not if somebody lived with her already. Somebody lived with her already, now there's no chi of skila. Murasa, that she has erisin kedushin, for loy nesuya, not if she had nesuyin already. Then the pasuk also says, Bevei Sovia, extra, not only is she a Narusa, but she's also by her father's house, which means, Prat, to come to exclude, L'shemosar ha'av l'shluchi abal. If the father already sent her off with the shliach of the husband to take her to the husband's house, she's not called Bevei Sovia. So then there would not be a parsha of skila, would only be chenik then. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zudir Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rashi says in the Masisin that it says Achitei Nara or Mashma Lamute Ktana. That our Mishnah's Mashma and Ktana, there's no Chiyav Skila. Nara means Badafka, Nara when she's 12 with two Simonim, and not before that. Who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Meir. Avu Chacham, Marim, the Chacham say no. Nara Amarosa, when the Pasuk says Nara, it only means to exclude a Bageris when she's too old. But Nara means Afilu Ktana B'Mashma, even a Ktana. If the father married her off, a father has a right to marry off his daughter. So the father married her off when she's 5 years old, and she only had Kedusha, not Nisuyin, and somebody lives with her, he's also Chayiv Skila. He there, Chum say, Murasa is Afilu Ketana B'mashma. Rashi says, Chum, Nechagol V'yomru, Yesh Knas L'mokim Mecher, this is a look by Knas there, that they dash, and even a Ketana is also called a Nara. It's according to Rav Meir, not according to Chachamim. Alachom Moirim Yenara Marosa Afilu Ketana B'Mashma. O Malei Ravacha Midifta Ravino Mimai Demastisin Rabbi Meir. Who told you our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir? O Lamute Ketano, when our Mishnah says Nara Marosa, it means Achetei Nara, means that not a Ketano. Dilma Rabbanan he. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Chacham also. Ulamuta Vagaris. Vesulai. When the Mishnah says, Abor Nar Marosa and Chayv Achetei Nara Vesulam Marosa, maybe Nara just means, and she's not a Bagaris, that's all. She's not 12 and a half. But maybe she's 9 or 10. Maybe she's also called a Nara. Maybe Ketan is Bechlal Nara. So you have no proof in the Mishnah, goes according to Meir. Omalei, no, the Mishnah says clearly, Ho'einoi chayiv achetei nara besulu marosa. What's the lashon of ein chayiv? Ein chayiv elo al nara besulu marosa mi boilei. Besulu midi. It says clearly, Omalei ho'einoi chayiv, it says in the Mishnah, Habor nam rosa einoi chayiv, it says she's not chayiv ad until. So that's an extra lashon to teach us, she has to be really a nara. That means to tell us that the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir Shita that this Nara is only Chayiv Skila Elo Al Nara Besulam Marosa. The Mishnah says what Ein Chayiv Achetei Nara Besulam Marosa. Yeah, Nechayev Elo, yeah, right. It's just true, said Nechayev Elo, right, Al Nara Basula. What's the Lashon of Achet Tehei? So, Basula Midi, don't ask nothing. That's a clear proof to say that the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Meir and not according to Chomin. Since it says clearly, a Nechayev Achet Tehei. She's only Chayev Skila until she's really a Nara. That means, and not a Ketan. Basula Midi. Now, Boi Mine Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ado Mirav. What's going to be Boal Ketana Marosa? Let's say somebody lives with a katana. She's less than 12 years old. Her father married a ruf. So there's a kedushin midiraisa. She's an eishes ish midiraisa. And she also has erisin. We're not nisuyin. Rabbi Meir Mao. What's going to be the law according to Rabbi Meir? If somebody lives with her now, and he does a barotzen, she does a barotzen, what's the law is the man chayiv misanat? She is potter, because she's a katana. She will not receive misa. Halach is according to Rabbi Meir, what's to be the law according to the man? Is the man chayiv misa or not? Now, it's according to Chacham, there's a chiddush that even though she's a katana and she will not receive misa, still the man receives skila. But according to Rabbi Meir, this parsha of Anara Marosa is bedavkiv, she's an Anara, so therefore she also receives skila. What's going to be now? She's a katana, where she will not receive misa. Will the man receive misa or not? Will he receive chenek or not? Mahu. Legamri Mamaitle, according to Rabbi Meir, is a Ktana. Both of them are potter from Isa, the man also. I know, maybe only Miskila Mamaitle. Rabbi Meir just means to say that the special Chiv of Skila only applies to a Nara, not to a Ktana. That's all. But a Cheneg, the man will still receive. I Miskila Mamaitle, that's all. But the man will receive Cheneg. That's the Shaila. I'll turn over. Tzmur says, Omalei, I'll answer you back, and he said, Mistarva, the svar is, Miskilim Amayitle, that's all. The Pasuk only, according to Rabbi Meir, the Pasuk is only saying for the special chiv of skila, not chenek, that only applies to a nara, not to a ktana. But in a case where it should be a ktana, and a man lives with her, she's an ashes ish, of course the man will receive chenek. For the more why? Ivok said, the Pasuk says, Umesu gam shenayim, you have to kill both of them. The man and the lady. So we should make a drasha, ad sheiyu shneim shovim, until both of them are at least fit to have a chiv misa. That means she has to at least be a nara, not a ktana. In the case where she's a ktana, she's not fit to receive misa, maybe that's a me if the man also doesn't receive misa. It says, gam shneim. Shosik Rav kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. Omar Shmuel said back, my time is Shosik Rav, why did Rav keep quiet? For name, let him answer. The Pasuk says clearly, that you kill the man alone. Mashma, sometimes there's a chiv upon the man, even though there's no chiv upon the lady, that she's a ketana. So you see, clearly it's possible to have a chiv on the man, not on the lady. So Mar says, ketanoi, truth is a machogas anoyim. The Pasuk says, umeisu gam shneim. We have to kill both of them, the man and the lady. So with one drasha is, achiyu shneim shavim. They both have to be baronshin. They both have to be gedolim. Divrei Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yonasan and Amano. The Pasuk says, umeisho ish asher shachav imo levadoi. That you kill the man alone, even in a case where the lady, where she's a ketana, she's not a bar misa, still we kill the man alone. V'idach, what does the other man do? Ayahu, Ulmeisagam Shneim, my Dorish Bey. What did he do with the Joshua of Ulmeisagam Shneim? What does Abyinison do with the Posseg? Ulmeisagam Shneim, smash money both together. Omarova Lamute Maistichidudim. He comes to teach us, if he does not really live with her, he doesn't put his aver inside her, he just makes himself Bekisha, Rashi says. Maistichidudim, Rashi says, Mechadidu Mekashe Voroi Pipsoro. Mibachutz, his stam touches her on the outside of her body. The whole nene, he's having enjoyment, but Viyena nene, she doesn't have enjoyment from it. So in such a case, even though she's an Ashes Ish, you're not Chayiv Misra on this. That's what it means. The Mesa Gam Shnei means that both of them have to have enjoyment from it. And not if only the man enjoys himself and not the lady.
Why don't we then use
Shloka Darka? Oh, Rashi asked your question, right. That's a special pasuk. Mishke ve'isha, that any time Yechayiv Misaf Gedarkoi, Shloi Kedarkoi has the same halacha. So that can't be a miyut. So the miyut here is Maisach Yidudim. The Yidus, the other man, the Yama, that holds Gam Shneim, teaches us halacha, that only when they're both Chayiv Misa, only when she's a Gedayla, how do I know Maisach Yidudim? Yes, that's a Svara. Vidach Maisach Yidudim Lav Klumi, that's not, I don't need a pasuk for that. Vidach, the other man, Mr. Dashin's Gam Shneim, that if she's the Ketana, he's Potter from Misa, I, high Levada, my Darishvei, I, it says, Umeisu Isha Sheshachav Ima Levadei, Mashma, sometimes you kill the man alone, so Mara says, Ketanele, what does he do? Ketanele, learn like this, Bo Lea Sar B'nei Yodim, Vadayin He Besula, you have this Nara Hamarosa, that 10 men live with her, Shaloi Kedaka, therefore she now Lameisa still a Besula, what's the Locha? Kulam Beskila, that's what Tanakama holds. All 10 of them receive skila. She's called a Nara Hamarosa. She's still a Besula. She's not a Bula. They didn't break her Besulim yet. They're all Chaya Skila. Rebbe Yoimer, like Rashi said before, Mishnah Stam was like Rebbe Yoimer, no. Harisha Meskila, only the first one is Chaya Skila. But the Kula Mechenik, the rest of them only get Chenik. Even though they live with her Shaloi Kedarka, she's still a Besula. But the Maisa, that's Rebbe Shita, that when a man lives with an Ishiva Shaloi Kedarka, he gives her a Shame Bula. Therefore, the next ones will not receive skila. That's the pasuk. Ish levada means only the first man receives skila and not the rest of them. Even in the case where I would have thought the other one should also receive skila, because the maestro is still a nara besula. But since the first one lived with her, that gives her a shame bula. Turn around, well, like this. Pasuk says, Ubash is kain kisechel isnes. The door of a kain goes to have znus. Rebbe Yoimer Tchila. That has to be the first time she lived with a man. That's what the pasuk says, she's chayiv skila, only if it's tchila, the first time she's living with a man. Then Rashi, kiseicha, Rashi says, loshen tchila. We'll soon explain it. That's what Rebbe Yoimer, tchila. The chayin Rebbe, the pasuk says, umeisho ish, asheshocha v'mol avadai. Same thing. Maikam, what does Rebbe mean to say? Omer rafuna bredri mishua. Rebbe krebi shmol srilei. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yishmoel. The Yoma that he says like this, Arusa Yotzel Esreif of Lo Nesuya. That's what it says by a Bas Koyin, that someone lives with a married Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sreifa, or that she receives Sreifa, that's only if she's an Arusa, and not if she's in Nesuya. By Nesuya, she only receives Chenek, the Yom Arusa Yotzel Esreifa for Lo Nesuya. This is what Rebbe meant to say. In Tchilas Bios, Biznus, Besreifa. That she has to be a Narusa, that she didn't live with a husband yet. So if the first Bia she had now was Biznuth, that's when she's Chayis Reifa. Idach, if she has another Bia, she had a Bia before already, then the Chenik, then she only gets Chenik. Rashi says, Sezuhi Bias Rishayna Shenivla. This is the first Bia she had. My V'chein, what do Rebbe mean also V'chein, the Pasukim, the Meis Isha Shachavimo? My V'chein, Ki Yosem, just like over there by Naram Rosa. Ma Osem, Betchilas Bia Kimishtoi Kro, and the Pasuk says in Naram Rosa. She has to be a Besula, which means she didn't live with a man yet. It's only the first Bia she has now. That's when she's Chayiv Hila, Kimishtoi Hochinami, by a Bas Koyin is also Betchilas Bia Kimishtoi Kro. That's what the Pasuk says, a Bas Koyin. Kiseichel Liznoi, so she has, she's an Ashes Ish. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, she's an Arusa. So the first Bia that she has, on that she's Chayis Sreifa. That's what Rabbi meant to say. Both of these Pashas are only by the first Bia. Because according to Rabbi, if she has a Bia, even Shloi Kedarka, she's called the Bula, and on the second Bia, she's not Chayiv Skila, she's only Chayiv Chenik.
Omale Rav Devoy Barabaya. Mar Loihochi Omar. Our Rebbe did not say like this. Omani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef. What does that mean?
That Rebbe holds Rebbe Meir. Rav Yosef said that Rebbe holds like Rav Meir, Thrilei. The Omar, the water Rav Meir says, Nisas Liechud Menapsulim Misasa Bechenik. That the loch, especially of a Baptist Kohen, is not only a Naro, even a Nesuya, not only a Marusa, and even a Nesuya also, she would receive Sreifa. But providing that she did not marry a Psula, that means only Nisas Liechem and Absulim, if she married a Psulim, then her Misra is Bechenik. And Vochikom, this is then what Rabbi meant to say. Im Tchilosa means Aschalta Biznus Besreifa. It's like up until now she was married Beheta to a person she's allowed to be married to, this Bas Koyin. Now is the first time she's having Znus, then she would receive Sreifa. But if she already married somebody that she's not allowed to, so therefore she's Neschalo, Meshach, Nesuyin, then there's no din of Sreifa, only din of Chenik. If so, Aschalta Beznus Besreifa, Vidach Bechenik, but if this Abiyah now is not the beginning of Znus, she already married somebody Befsula, then she'll get Chenik. If so, my v'chein, what did Rabbi mean to say v'chein? That he says v'chein roimu meisish asheshoche v'molavade. What's that to do with this? We're not talking about the first time she has bia. We're talking about the first time the bia was done by Yisra. So my v'chein, Gemara says true, sim nebiyam. It's only.